Hi, my name is Stephanie Echevedia Fenn, and I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow.
This excerpt is from a chapbook I'm working on, composed of poetic letters addressed to both my bio child and my figurative child within queer trans lineages of chosen family.
When you ask me about faith, I will tell you of working the supermarkets, hard, in the humidity of a New York summer, ducking into the dairy freezer as often as I could to cool my face and my rage. Nick, who had been homeless too, taught me how the giant cardboard crates of milk feel like human bodies that I could punch until exhaustion, how only sheer exhaustion would let me take that boss shit. As I swung, the key I always wore around my neck would whip around chaotically with every blow, an inelegant poem of loss that was the only kind afforded me. Sometimes it would hit my teeth and I would grimace ugly. Faith is writing bad poetry with your body because there's no good poetry about homelessness while you have to survive it. My two hands lifting heavy and the key to a door that would never open again. Part 2. When you ask me about faith, I will tell you of striking outside the supermarkets, hard, in the humidity of a New York summer, all discipline now, no rage. Oh, we had our unruly moments, the enormous blow-up rat, the chants that got increasingly garbled, until all you could make out was hey, hey, ho, ho, confused cross-chanting has got to go. That was fine to me because really, absolutely everything has got to go. I was one of the only non-immigrants, so the parking lot lit up with all the Latinx languages my mama lost. Until the bosses came out, and then we would fall silent. The stop steward would motion to the ground, and we would kneel in unison and pray the rosary. No shouts came through the bullhorn then, just 50 Mexicanas making the sign of the cross all at once. Prayers for the souls of the bosses and the hope of the world to come. The hot pavement scalded our knees and grew wet with our sweat, and bent over, we prayed the rosary over and over again. As the bosses walked to their air-conditioned car, they tried to act unmoved, but we could all sense the palpable reversal in the order of things, how for once the air vibrated with their shame.